Blog Talk Radio.
I was preaching at my church one Sunday morning, and the spirit got real high. God gave me this song after I got through preaching, and the song simply said, "Just for me." This miracle, this breakthrough, and this healing is just for me. In this season that we're going through, I want you to lift your hand wherever you are and just simply say, "It's just for me."
Just for me. Cry no more. God gon' turn it around just around. Not going to give up on God. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Ah, you've been good. You've been good. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. How many of you know God has been good? He's been real good. Amen. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. That was Pastor Mondo, Armando Adams of Glory Revealed Mission. And I am glad about what God is doing. He said that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. For there is none like Jesus in all the earth. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Just for me. Just for me. That is a beautiful song by Pastor Mondo. You can find his music on Spotify. It's all over the web. But most importantly, if you want to reach out and contact him directly, you can feel free to access his Facebook page. And that is Pastor Armando Adams. And that's A-R-M-O-N-D-O Adams. And he's also known as Pastor Mondo. And I thank and praise God for him and his music, his ministry, and the gift of song. How many know that there is healing in and power in an anointing in the gift of song? Amen. Yes, amen. Song is a ministry. God gives people gifts, and the gift of song can bring about deliverance. Amen. Because music is soothes the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I hope you know that God has a blessing just for you with your name on it. Healing with your name on it. Deliverance with your name on it. Whatever you need, God's got it. There is no secret what God can do. If he did it for others, he'll do it for you, because he is God and he is God all by himself. Amen. I'm glad about just knowing the true and living Savior, because he is mighty, he is high, and he is lifted up. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. He is up, sitting up high, and he is looking low down on us. But Jesus Christ is seated right now at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. In glory. Hallelujah. And you know what? If we live right, if we repent of our sins, then we will be able to sit at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. And glorify him in all his, in all of his glory. We can just continue to glorify him eternally, forever and ever and ever. Amen. Every knee, Jesus Christ is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Can't nobody do you like the Jesus Christ. My dear friend, Ellie Mae Coleman, who's gone on to be with the Lord, she says, she call him Master, because he is Master Jesus. Amen. He is the master with the master plan. See, you trying to figure it out, God done already worked it out. Amen. Praise God, because he doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's everything you need him to be. And as dear Eddie Mae Coleman would say, he was her sweet, sweet. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth unto all generations. That's the kind of God that we serve. Beside him, there is none other. Hallelujah. So let's give God, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, let's lift him up and draw all the other men unto him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. What about you? I feel the anointing of God. What about you? The anointing removes burdens and it destroys yokes of bondage. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus wants us to be, praise him. He's high and lifted up. He wants us to glorify him and lift him up. Lift the Savior up. Jesus Christ, he is the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. He died on Calvary for your sins and my sins, that you and I may have the right to the tree of life, that we may live again. Hallelujah. That old things will be passed away. And behold, hallelujah, glory be to God, that all things will become new. You know, see, when you're new, you're walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah. You're no longer walking in the old thing, former things. Those former things have passed away. Jesus said, behold, I do a new thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God is God, and he can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Not some things, but all things, because he is high and lifted up. He's King Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He's an everlasting Father. My God, is he mighty. Is he? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on and give God a hand clap of praise. Go on and praise him right now where you are. Go on and give him a shabbat. Hallelujah. A praise. Glory be unto God, the Father, who made heaven and earth. He is the creator of the heavens and earth and the universe. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. My God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Who shall I boast thee high? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. Hallelujah. I'm bringing you this live recording from Octibahaw County Hospital in Starkville, Mississippi, where my husband, Elder Triplett, we've been here 21 days. But God, hallelujah. Hey, you know, God is a good God. God is who? He is the great I am, and he is a great physician. Hallelujah. He is our physician. He is Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My husband, Elder Triplett, was hospitalized on 21 days ago. Had one thing wrong with him, then had to found out something else was wrong. But God, he had a temperature of 105. Hallelujah. But glory be to God. He could have been gone, dead and gone. Hallelujah. But God, God can do anything but fail. He said, all we have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, the prayers of the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, my God, hallelujah, availeth much. See, I'm talking about the effectual, fervent prayers, hallelujah, of the righteous. Those are the prayers that avail of much. And I'm telling you, when saints get together, and I'm telling you, the righteousness of the saints, the righteous saints get together and pray corporately, corporate prayer, it changes things. Hallelujah. So we just give God the glory. We give Jesus the honor for what he's doing in Elder Triplett's life, how he has brought him back and how he didn't take him out. He could have took him out, but he didn't. But God, hallelujah, but God. See, God can do anything if only we believe. Hallelujah. I know Pastor Armando Adams, he preached that message last week. You know, if only you believe, we must believe. Jesus said, the fearful and unbelieving will have their part in the what? Excuse me, lake of fire. Because of your unbelief. So if you don't have faith, ask God, or you don't believe God can do whatever it is that you need him to do, you ask him, ask the Savior to help you and comfort and keep you. You just ask him to help thou my unbelief. Amen. And God will give you faith. He said, if we had faith as small as a mustard seed, he said, we can move mountains, my God, from glory. He just wants us to believe in him, believe on him. He that believeth, hey, on Jesus Christ, shall have what? Everlasting life. There's a beautiful song. He that believeth shall have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. Hallelujah. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. How many more? Everlasting life. Everlasting life, yes, hallelujah. Everlasting life, hallelujah. Everlasting life, glory. Everlasting life, hallelujah. Everlasting life, hallelujah. Jesus said, after death comes the judgment. See, we got to be ready, and we don't want to be caught with our works undone. Jesus did tell us that he was coming back like a thief in the night. He says, no man know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But he coming back. He coming back for us, a church, a body, that his body that have made ourselves ready to be with him. We have left the old and coming to the new. We have repented of our sins, and we have been baptized in Jesus' name. Today's topic is he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's Psalm 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:2 reads, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. The Bible tells us, do not put our trust in man, for man or princes, kings. He says, for man will do what? Deceive you. Jesus wants us to put our trust in him. Psalm 91:3 reads, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalm 91:5 reads, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flyeth by day. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Isn't that a blessing? God gonna give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath what? Known my name. What's his name? You know it. Jesus. Hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and what? I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, hallelujah, hallelujah, with long life will I satisfy him. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And show him my salvation. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come right now lifting your holy name up. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, for you're worthy of all the glory, all the praise. It belongs to you, sweet Jesus. Can't nobody do us like you. Father, we ask that right now you will just go into the airways right now. Let your Holy Ghost anointing remove burdens right now. Destroy yokes of bondage. in the United Kingdom, in China, in Kenya, in Ghana, in Nigeria, in the United States, all over the world, Father, in Nicaragua, Father God, in Spain, in the Philippines, go abroad, Father God, all around the world, and dispatch your holy angels, Father God, on the four corners of this earth, Father, to do, Father God, to purge out what is not like you in this world, and to cover your people with the blood of Jesus and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger in these last and evil days, to bless them with, Father God, long life, health, and wealth, and bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Nobody but Jesus. It can't nobody do you like the Lord. You know, and when I really think about the goodness, this is not just a cliche. This is real to me. When I think of the goodness, hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, not you, but for me, I can speak for me. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. See, this has to be personal. You need to know Jesus Christ for yourself. This is what Psalm 91 and 1 says. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, Evangelist Nelly Gathoni, she should be joining us live, and God bless you, Evangelist. We love you. You're doing a great work in Mombasa, Kenya, and God is not going to forget, or he's not forgotten you, and he is going to perfect that concerneth you in the mighty name of Jesus. And he's going to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can think or ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that you have a crown, a jewel, because you are the apple of his eye and a jewel to him and in the kingdom of God. And when we don't have the word of God in paper, paperback, amen. Jesus said, thy word, hallelujah, glory be to God, have I hid where? In my heart. Yes, glory be to God. Thy word, Jesus' word, have I hid in my heart. We have to know the word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, when you know that word, it's in you, just like you know your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3, is in your heart. And that word is there. And the Holy Ghost said he would bring back to remembrance those things, those scriptures that are hid in your heart. He'll bring things up. He'll bring them back, that word, through his Holy Ghost. Amen. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. You know, the world came out with this movie, The Ghostbusters. No, we're not talking about no scary ghost. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The sanctified ghost. That ghost is going to show you some things to come. It's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And guess what the Holy Ghost is going to do? It's going to bring some things back to your remembrance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about no Alzheimer's. Hallelujah. Because the hallelujah, the glory be to God, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, going to bring it back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to your remembrance. That's the kind of God we serve. Jesus is his name. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. I met a sister here in the hospital since we've been here, and she works with me. And she's in the hospital, just like my husband's in the hospital. And she said, you know, she heard a word from the Lord on the TV. And she shared that message with me. And she told me, she says, you know, sometimes when things come, I said, that everything happens for a reason. She said, well, when I'm, she said, if I wasn't here, I wouldn't have gotten the message that I needed to hear. She said, sometimes, she said, God will put you in a place where not only are you there for yourself, but guess what? God will put you in a place, in a position for somebody else. Receive that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because guess what? It's not all about you. The Bible said what? We are brothers and my brother's keeper. Amen. We are to be our brother and sister's keeper. So a lot of times we thinking about me, my four, and no more. But it's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about availing ourselves and being ready to do work. The Bible says the laborers are few, but the harvest is what? We are in the vineyard. And I know Evangelist Gathoni, she says there's no desert, no bush that she won't go into in Mombasa, Kenya. Because, see, when God has a calling on your life, you have to make your calling and your election sure. But we must know one thing. Be sure of this one thing the Bible says. Your sins will find you out. They'll find you out. They will find you out. And the Lord just said in his holy word, you know, the Lord said, be sure. He said, be sure your sins will find you out. Amen. Yeah, but he says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and out of no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord. So a lot of times if you are in the hospital or you are in the prison walls or you are laying on your bed of affliction, wherever you may be, or even in the grocery store or on your job, God has you there for a reason and a season. Trouble is going to come, the Bible says. But guess what? Trouble don't last always. Amen. Trouble don't last always. It's going to come, but it's not going to last. And this too shall pass. But God says, be of good courage. Hallelujah. He says, for I have overcome the world. No cross. Listeners, saints, no crown. You want a crown? You want a crown? You got to have a cross. You have to endure hardness as a good soldier. Stay on the battlefield for your Lord in the last and evil days. Press on and put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. With the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. The breastplate of righteousness. Your loins girt about with truth. Hallelujah. And the sword of the Spirit. You have to have the word of God. And it has to be hid in your heart. Amen. Amen. And finally, make sure as you walk in the newness of life, make sure your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaiming the victory and how you've overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changeth not. Jesus prevails. We win because we have the victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It looks like my mother has finally tuned in, and her sisters, my Aunt Jean, my Aunt Darnell, my Aunt Tricia. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is still sitting high and looking low. He changes not. And I thank and praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. Keep blessing his name. keep praising God. Lift the Savior up. And praises go up. Blessings, we say, come down. Jesus wants us to glorify him. Give God the glory for what he has done and what he continues to do. And I promise you, we will win with the victory in Jesus' mighty name. God bless each and every one of you until we meet again.
I was preaching at my church one Sunday morning, and the spirit got real high. God gave me this song after I got through preaching. And the song simply said, just for me. This miracle, this breakthrough, and this healing is just for me. In this season that we're going through, I want you to lift your hand wherever you are and just simply say, it's just for me.
Just for me.
Yes, sir.
But God gonna make a way. Yes, he is. got to do is lift your hand and look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help, all help come from the Lord. God got a miracle just for you. God got a breakthrough just for you. You don't have to cry no more. God gonna turn it around just for you. You got favor. You got favor. You got favor. I'm not going to turn around, not going to give up on God. You've been good to me. You've been